Hey everyone, welcome to the 21st Century HR Podcast. I'm your host, Lars Schmidt. Today we're going to be talking about job descriptions. This episode is going to be a deeper dive into a Fast Company article titled, How to Write a Job Description People Actually Want to Apply To. Novel concept, right? Is there anything less evolved in the recruiting toolkit than job descriptions? Think about it. The vast majority of job descriptions look exactly the same as they did a decade ago, which look exactly the same as they did 2 decades ago, but maybe they weren't online. You know, job descriptions as a whole have drastically remained the same as the world around them has evolved. You know, there are exceptions, of course. Video job descriptions are emerging and becoming a bit more common. Dynamic and visual job descriptions and microsites are becoming a bit more common as well. Still very much in the minority, but you are seeing more of them, and that's definitely a good thing. But for the most part, job descriptions are retreads of the last time you hired that person, and they're overblown, overlong, bloated, overly optimistic, wishful, alienating, and exclusionary devices. So how do we fix that? How do we build job descriptions that people actually want to apply to? How do we build job descriptions that will actually get people's attention and convert them? And that's what this particular article was about. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can approach it, and this by no means is intended to be a comprehensive summary of all the things that you must do, but I do want to highlight a few things that I think are really important to creating job descriptions that actually get people's attention and really connect with them. And the first piece is, when you read most job descriptions, they are written from the perspective of the employer, right? We want this. We need that. We have to have you have X, Y, and Z skills and degrees and certificates. And that's not that inviting. And I generally recommend clients and just people in general to write the job description to the candidate, right? You will be doing this. You will be doing that. And the way that's successful isn't just the nuance of changing we to you, but really approaching the job description with a higher degree of empathy. As recruiters and as hiring managers, whoever's writing this job, we've all been on the other side of the table. We've applied to jobs. We've gone through that process. It's incredibly nerve-wracking and can be emotional and difficult to be in a job search. So write your job description with a bit of empathy. If you were applying to this job, what would you want to know? What's great about this job? What sucks about this job? And try to paint a kind of real portrayal of what that role is. Just like great employer branding, a job description shouldn't be something that just sells all sizzle. It should be real. It should talk about some of the challenges that this person will face in the role so that they can decide whether they want to apply with eyes wide open. That's a really important piece. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. A second piece is, oftentimes job descriptions are written really weighed heavily towards responsibilities. You will do this. You will do that. You will do this. And that's valuable to an extent. But what's more valuable is actually talking about the outcomes, right? It's not just the task of what somebody's going to be doing. It's the impact that that task is going to have on the business and the team and the organization. So including success measures in a job description can be a great way to do that. Talk about, you know, at the end of year one, here are the things that you will have done if you were incredibly successful in this role. That allows a candidate to actually read it and be like, oh, cool, that's a experience, that's a skill set, that's a deliverable that either I've done and I know I can deliver, or I've really wanted to do, and this will be a great experience for me to get that. So again, including success measures is a really great way to kind of get away from just the core responsibility and focus more on the actual outcomes. I talked about kind of the employer branding analogy of the good and bad. Consider adding a section in there around why people shouldn't take the job. This is counterintuitive to common recruiting wisdom, and I get that. And I've worked with clients that have done that before, and hiring managers have really kind of scratched their head. But think about it for a moment. If your environment has some particular nuances around it, right? It's an open atmosphere from an office standpoint. You have a certain amount of tools and technology. There's a heavy degree of travel involved in the role, right? Those are all things that might not be desirable to candidates. And if you don't include them up front, and that's going to be an issue for a candidate, eventually they're going to find out, hopefully in the interview process, but at worst, when they get in that job. And now they're going to be in that job, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, I didn't know that I was signing up for all of these things. And chances are they're going to leave, and you're going to be recruiting for that role all over again, which is a massive investment of cost and time, let alone the human impact on that candidate. So really think about including some reality aspects of the role that might not be flattering and they might not be positive. And that, you know, I think is a really important way to make sure that you're getting the right kind of candidates applying your job. And then the last piece, and it's interesting that we're still talking about this in 2019, but the majority of job descriptions are written with overly dense text, very little white space, poor use of bullets. And they're very difficult to read and go through on a desktop. But guess what? The majority of job seekers are actually reviewing your jobs on a mobile device. Over half of job seekers are primarily leveraging mobile devices for job search. They may actually get to a desktop when they decide if they want to apply or not. But they're viewing those jobs on a job on a mobile device, meaning they're reading your job description on a mobile device. You know, do a quick audit of your job descriptions. See how long they are. See how they're formatted. Don't do it on a desktop. Do it on a mobile. Anytime you post a job, the first thing you should do is read it on your mobile device. What's that experience like? And, you know, we all talk about this notion of active and passive candidates, which frankly I think is BS. I think it's irrelevant these days. Everybody has the potential to be a candidate. And so if you are really trying to convert in-demand talent, they're not going to spend a lot of time browsing you. They're not going to spend a lot of time reading a job description that is a short essay, right? They're just not, and they're certainly not going to apply to that. So how do you get them to convert? You make the job description interesting, you make it engaging, but most importantly, you write it for mobile and you audit every one of your job descriptions with the idea that the first point of contact with candidates is going to be on a mobile device. So those are all really important things. Again, not comprehensive, but I think important tips to be considering when you're writing a job description. And I think if you incorporate these ideas from the article into your job specs, you're going to get a higher quality of candidate, particularly if you're kind of including both the good and the bad of a role. But also you're going to get higher conversion because people are going to take the time to read your job description. They're going to feel like your job description allows them to see themselves in that role. And that is really a key element. So again, job descriptions have a lot of room to improve. Hopefully these tips are helpful. You can read the full article for some more suggestions. And let's all make job descriptions just a little bit better.